As a result of the latest U.S.-Iraq confrontation, Saddam Hussein has lost some air defense and communications sites. He's lost some freedom of movement in the south after the United States expanded the no-fly zone there. And he has lost, at least for a while, the ability to import food under a limited oil-for-food plan that was approved by the United Nations. That plan has been postponed. But Saddam Hussein also scored gains from the latest crisis, and some analysts think his gains might even outweigh his losses. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
The Iraqi people may not have gained much, but Saddam Hussein has. He is once again on the move in northern Iraq, where the U.S. and its allies had created a protection zone to keep his forces out and to shield the Kurds after they rose up against him in 1991. His decision to send troops into the zone is what sparked the U.S. retaliation. Saddam Hussein may pull his soldiers back out of the zone, but he is sure to leave behind secret police to maintain his newly won influence in the region. And he has significantly weakened his Kurdish opposition, according to Kamran Karadagi, senior political analyst for Al Hayat, an Arabic daily in London. He says Saddam Hussein achieved that goal by helping one Kurdish faction attack another.
He has deepened the division within the Kurdish factions, the two Kurdish factions.
So the Kurds were opposed to him, and now he has divided his enemy, in a sense.
Yes, I think so. I think this is a very important development for Saddam Hussein.
He has also made it harder for Iran to interfere in northern Iraq. The Kurdish faction that Saddam Hussein joined pushed back a Kurdish faction that has turned to Iran for help. George Hawatme, editor of the Jordan Times, described Saddam Hussein's goal this way.
I think what he did in Kurdistan is to try and prevent Iran from having the upper hand as far as the export of oil, the oil flow through Turkey, is concerned. I think it would have been dangerous to let Iran get a grip of the situation in northern Iraq. He wants his trade routes to continue through Turkey, and that's what he was trying to do.
George Hawatme was speaking on NPR's Morning Edition. Saddam Hussein also scored gains outside Iraq by igniting the latest crisis. Hisham Melham is Washington correspondent for As Safir, a Lebanese daily.
On the regional level and the international level, he did gain in the sense that he brought to the fore the inherent divisions in the international coalition that fought the war against him in 1991.
Many of the Arab states that joined the Gulf War coalition condemned the U.S. cruise missile attack. France, a key member of the coalition, was critical too. Russia and China, permanent members of the UN Security Council, both allowed Desert Storm to proceed in 1991, but sharply criticized the U.S. attacks this week. Saddam Hussein probably calculates that this erosion in the coalition will hasten the day when the United Nations eases the sanctions against his country. True, his action in northern Iraq caused the UN to keep sanctions in place for now. The UN has suspended Resolution 986, which would allow Iraq to use some oil revenue to buy food. But Saddam Hussein has never seemed eager to have that plan implemented. Kamran Karadagi.
When he calculated the gains and losses, he decided that he will not benefit a lot from that resolution because he will not get cash money, and that is very important for him. Also, there are those who think that some of his men, like, for example, his son Uday, who controls the smuggling trade in Iraq, will also lose a lot because there will be more food available.
And if Saddam Hussein is pocketing the profits from smuggling, he can simultaneously blame the outside world for the suffering caused by continuing UN sanctions. Hisham Melham.
He could argue that, look, we did succumb to tough UN conditions because I was interested in alleviating the suffering of my own people. Of course, this is a cynical argument on his part, but he would make that argument, and then he would say it was the international community under pressure from Washington that reneged and suspended this resolution.
The U.S. government says Saddam Hussein has paid a heavy price for his incursion into northern Iraq. Many in the Arab world would say the price was worth it for what he gained. This is Ted Clark in Washington.